We continue our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage as we go back to the hotline and welcome in Bo Naylor. I mean, you've come a long way heading into this season, no question about that. The end of 2021, you had a walk-off single down in AA Akron for the Rubber Ducks. I do some part-time work down there. I got to see that in person. So an awesome moment, no question. Fast forward a year later, the end of 2022, you're on a playoff roster that, you know, just unfortunately falls one game short of going to the American League Championship Series. How have you handled such quick movement through the league as a youngster, and just kind of the different things you've already gotten to experience in your career?
I think that one of the biggest things is just understanding that in this game you're gonna have to make adjustments, and with every level comes a new adjustment, and that's the kind of approach that I've had. And you know, in taking that mindset, I've definitely allowed myself to be able to grow at each level that I was at. And I think that last year had a lot of great things had happened. A lot of also great learning opportunities had come. And ultimately, they've led me to be able to create a game for myself that is my own. You know, that's what I'm trying to do, is just go out there and play my best game that I can.
And you get another brand new experience under your belt coming up next month, right, as you get ready to represent Canada in the World Baseball Classic. I'm sure that's got to be something you're very much looking forward to being a part of.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Josh has given me a lot of insight on what to expect, kind of how to go about the tournament, and you know, ultimately, a lot to take from that experience. It's gonna be something very special with a great group of guys. So I'm really excited.
Do you talk with Josh a lot about, you know, not just the World Baseball Classic, but just baseball in general, life in general as a big leaguer? Obviously, he's been doing it for a couple of years now, a fan favorite here in Cleveland, no question, with some of his, animations in the yelling that he does on the field. How much are you able to take away from Big Bro?
Oh, a ton. I think it's honestly a cheat code to be able to have him, living in the same house as me. So I definitely don't hesitate to ask him for any type of insight that I'm curious about, or you know, any type of information that I think would be able to benefit me. And he's been really good and really open with helping me with that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that I appreciate from him.
And obviously you've gotten to learn from some fantastic catchers as well. Austin Hedges last year, a nice clubhouse presence for you guys. Of course, now bringing in Mike Zunino, another veteran who's done it at a high level for a long time. What are you able to take away from these guys as you get ready to really blossom into your own career?
I've definitely been blessed with a good crew around me. And, you know, this year is no different. He's been amazing, you know, really fun and really, really cool guy to be able to hang out with and talk to, and a guy with a lot of information, you know, in the head of his. He's got a lot of insight, and you know, he knows his way around the game. And all I've been trying to do is just kind of take whatever I can from him and listen whenever he speaks. The kind of conversations that you hear in the bullpen from him and Sandy, it's something very unique, and I think that there's a lot that I've tried to take from them, that I'm continuously taking from them, and it's been awesome. It's been a great start to the camp, and I'm looking forward moving forward to be able to experience with them.
In your mind, Bo, does being a part of the playoff roster last year, did that help you in terms of offseason preparation, in terms of kind of knowing what to expect at the highest level of Major League Baseball, not just, you know, being in the big leagues, but, you know, postseason ball, the do and die with every pitch, it seems. Did that kind of give you, you know, things to focus on and work on throughout the course of the offseason?
Yeah, without a doubt. When you're at that level and seeing that level of baseball played right in front of you, it's almost like contagious, that feeling, that desire to want to get out there and want to get back there. So, you know, heading into the offseason, there was a lot that I wanted to work on to be able to help this team possibly get back to that opportunity to be able to get to the postseason and be able to make an impact. So, you know, with any opportunity that I'm given, I know that I've dedicated a lot to this offseason to work on and improve my game on, to be ready for any opportunity moving forward like the ones that I'd seen back in that playoff run.
Fantastic. Well, Bo, we can close on this. Again, as you get ready for 2023 World Baseball Classic coming up next month, certainly that'll be exciting for you. But how do you see yourself carving out a role with this current Guardians squad? And what are you focused on this spring in terms of making sure that happens, making sure you do have a role with this Guardians team here in 2023?
Just being able to understand the pitching staff around me, how they think, how they work, their tendencies. And just, you know, how they go about the game. I'm really trying to keep this winning ball club a winning ball club. And, you know, if I'm granted the opportunity to make that impact at the level with these guys, then I'm going to do everything I can to continue to make them be put in situations to be able to succeed out there. You know, they're throwing the baseball out there, and whatever I can do to help make an impact, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that it happens.
Fantastic, and I'm sure fans in Cleveland will certainly be looking forward to not just one nailer in the starting lineup, but two nailers in the starting lineup for the Guardians this season. So, Bo, thank you very much for the time. We certainly appreciate it, and best of luck representing Canada in the WBC, and best of luck to you in the upcoming season. Should be another fun summer at the ballpark.
Thank you so much.